Blog Talk Radio. Umalese Ton Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu Ilai, Ilai Had, Ilallah, Ashadu Ilai, Muhammad Al Rasulullah. We only been women. That there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the one that Christ Jesus said will come after him and will bring us into all the unknown knowledge that has been hidden, what's been taken away, and will lead us to all truth. And Prophet Muhammad came here, done that. So what's the problem? The problem is they have raised the image up as God, a man, as God. And this is the same man that caused most of the confusion on earth. Well, I'm talking about a Caucasian brother who told God came in the image. And we believe that really messed him up, because that'll mess anybody up. So God said, don't make no image. That's where God said, make no image. So we in the night to address these problems and these issues. Coming out of California, message of concern under the guise of Hameen Abdul Muhammad. Coming out of California, we are here tonight to bring this message of concern to all who will listen. And we thank you for joining us tonight. The first thing we need to do is truly get started is to make a prayer, make a dua. And we're going to make this dua called the opening, coming from the first ayah of the Quran. Opening, we need to open. If you read your Bible, it says it got seven seals on it, so it needs to be open. So we had to open this program up tonight with Al-Fatiha. First we'll say it in the Arabic language, then we'll say it in the English translation for those who do not understand the Arabic language. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Glory make to be a lamb while it's all we seek protection from the rejected enemy, Satan, the one who's been cast out. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed down favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who grow astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you once again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world, the greeting that suggest for us, for one who's given the greeting and the one who's receiving the greeting, keep the peace. And it goes like this all over the universe. Wherever you go, you will hear Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean, may God's peace be upon you, be on you, with you. So that's the peace we need. So we're here tonight again. Another start on working to remove the image that been placed in the world that keep people of color against each other and never bringing each other together. And that's why, because somebody raised the image. And that image is getting plenty of people in the hellfire. You can't get gender. You can't get paradise doing wrong. You can't get do it. You can't get it. So we appear tonight as a warning to you as well as ourselves. So we openly bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, he is the seal of the prophet. He the one, Christ Jesus, that will come after him to lead you all to. Jesus said that he was in the world, and the world knew him not. And we still see that problem. People don't know Jesus because all the lies they done gave to him about his birthday, his death date, how to treat him. They say if you see Jesus, run up into him and eat his blood, drink, eat his flesh like a cracker and drink his blood in the remembrance. Now, how is that nice to tell anybody, run to somebody, and then start eating their blood and drinking their blood, eating their flesh? Have you ever seen Dracula? Well, that is what they're trying to produce. Dracula out of the people. Especially about when they come about Jesus. You might say, well, no. Well, you look at Dracula, look at what they're telling you to do. And some communion time at some of these churches, they're drinking the blood of Christ. Huh? You ever had a baby? Ask a woman who's had a baby. First thing she want to do is get that stinking blood off that baby. She want to clean that baby up. And if you keep blood around too long, it going to contaminate the place. So why would you have something to contaminate, drink it? It is not good for you, huh? God don't want you drinking no blood. We, I know that people eat steak and eat it almost raw. And you see the mentality of those people, they eat that steak raw. So we have truth coming from Almighty God, coming from the final revelation. It found revelation had to come because the revelation before it had been tampered with. Silly things have been added to the scripture. Like if somebody hits you on the right side, they turn and give me a left side. Don't you know that's the devil that put that in there? If you got any faith at all, you can stick your hand in a pile of rattlesnake. You can't feel and see the devil is working in that revelation. Huh? So if you take, there's been people killed by rattlesnake because they thought they had power to pass them around. And they passed them around until that snake hit one of them. And that one was gone. Hit him and he was gone. Huh? So God don't create us to be stupid, but not to think. He wants us to think, and that's why God said in the scripture, thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that you can think on, how God wants you to operate his life. But the people are not thinking anymore. That's why racism won't go away. I see African-Americans dressed like Caucasians, talk like them, try to live like them, buy a dog and do the same thing like them. And they haven't stopped mistreating you because of that, because you got money. Nobody would never like you, no one would never like you, including yourself, as long as that image up in the world is God. The word nigger will always be hurled at you. But you would never show me what God said he made a nigger. What do the word mean? The word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. And that's what Webster said. If that's true, then the people that brought us in stole our name, our culture, raped us, robbed us, worked us without paying us, they are the master devils. Wouldn't you say? So we here tonight to clean up from this mess that keep us divided and conquered. Keep us, and don't say we ain't divided and conquered, we own nothing. African Americans, my wife and I went to Lincoln Square Mall. Big, huge mall, been out there for years. African America own nothing in that mall for the job. Been in school all them years. and all they got is a job. Because why? They hate themselves. They wish it. You go wishing with somebody else, load that image in the world, load that image up, but you're going to wish you had that out of your back that you could swirl around. You're going to wish you had blue eyes because the beauty and the greatness is in the image, is in a Caucasian image. So you're going to wish you had that kind of image. You're going to think you're superior with that image. You got light-skinned people think they're better than dark-skinned people. It's all coming from that image. So there ain't going to be no coming together and meet a good meeting of the mind. As long as people think they're better than you, they gonna keep walking on you, using the law, using the government, using houses. They don't even want to loan you money to get out. This is a fact. They've been working for years to keep you out of houses, not owning a home. They don't want you to be like free, and they don't want you to vote. They don't want you to say nothing about how they do things. Why? Because image they raised. So we got to remove that image. That's what we're here for tonight. Look how many people got shot last night and killed Halloween. And people having Halloween party at the house, end up killing each other. Anything, God forbid, it going to get you killed one way or the other. And that's what happened. Over 10 people got killed in one state. Over 50, maybe 100. They ain't giving you all the facts, but a whole lot of people got hurt because of this foolish holiday. Not a holiday where you, but it's the idea that you folks, people got their house dressed up with little spider webs and all kind of people look like they dead cemetery plot. It looks like living on their front yard. People that look like something you see in a horror movie and on their front door. Evil brain evil. And when you worship the dead, when you start worshiping the same God that said don't do, you incur these problems. And who get hurt most? The children. So let's wake up and get together. Yeah, they got a new strain in 8 states of the COVID virus coming back stronger in 8 states. This thing is not going away. Allah is trying to tell us something. And the people are not listening. You don't tell me you listen with all them earrings in your ear. Men got tight clothes on like women. There's a tight, where there's no decent woman, ain't going to be no decent man. Won't be no decent society. And they're going to turn most of these women out. Even got grandmama out there with tight clothes on, with her breasts showing. Satan don't care who he is. Person a long time ago will be going to church, getting their family work well ready for church. This grandmama getting herself ready to turn herself into a lustful person. You might say, well, it's her body, but God told Adam and Eve to cover their body up. He told them that their body roam the street and lead people. Matter of fact, the president lead now down in temptation. And all these, this behind and all these bread showing, then can't you see temptation that God says stay away from? So we're working here tonight, trying to show you where the root of the problem is coming from. Everything has a root. And to kill most of the things in the world, you got to go to the root of it. You don't go to the branches. You go to the root. You kill the root and the head that died. The evil head or the evil ones in the head of the evil we'll die. We thank Allah for Emmanuel Shadeen Muhammad for bringing us this solution and bringing this to our attention to remove all, this is the main cause of all the, most of the problems in the world. So we're going to look and see if there's anybody else in the queue who might have something they want to say. And we're going to keep rolling with this show. In Philadelphia, one of the worst schools in the, they say in the country is in Philadelphia. How could that happen? Because parents are not loving their children and not being responsible for their children. So these little boys who look at BET, that look at Netflix and all these movies, get the idea that they can gangsterize, they can take, they can kill, they can shoot somebody. And the girls get the idea that they can lead people into love. They can sell drugs for a living. BET and all these movies, all these apps are leading our children to destruction. And we can talk about Allah said he would never change this condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. So we got to go to work. If the people seeing us supporting each other, then they will have hope to support. African America don't support African Americans. So where are your people? That people are my people. All of them belong to Allah. But we all act like we are non-needed of each other. So we take our money spending with back with the people that put us in this raggedy condition that we live under, that caused us to lose our children, lose our men to want to be homosexual, women want to be homosexual. These women bold with it today, and men, they have no shame in this and shyness no more. And the government called themselves backing these people. We have to expose these people. So we going to work. Let me look and see who's in the queue so we can keep this program rolling. Take a look in the queue. So we going to bring another co-host with the home. I'll bring someone who wants to say. We have a person to jump in and out going to tell us that he loves Jesus but don't love us. He loves Jesus, but don't love Prophet Muhammad. He said he knows Jesus and don't know Prophet Muhammad. We feel a lost person. Because everything he said about Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, the number lies. And the easiest thing you can do is lie on a good person. So, Daya, you see someone in the queue?
He was a suit job, but he didn't indicate he wanted to speak yet.
Okay, well, it's the brother, you got, you want to speak, just you got the match one, you come on in the queue, and we'll bring you on. And so we say Allah is the greatest. We say Allahu Akbar, God is, Allah is the greatest. And there's no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad is the one God chose to be the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophets come. Everything, so we're living in the judgment as we speak. Everything we say and everything I do, you do, they do, we are being judged by Almighty God. And you said, well, nobody can judge me all you want to. You done trick yourself. Allah judge you from the day you born to the day you die. Nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. So you might say, well, you can't judge me. I'm not trying to judge nobody. But I know you use common sense every time you pull off in that car. You judge the distance from that car to your car when you're pulling out. You judge what underwear you put on this morning. You judge what clothes you put on. If you didn't, you're a bad judge. And then if you get caught driving too fast, they're going to give you a subpoena to come to court, and the judge going to judge you. If you ain't got a lawyer to speak for you, he really going to cycle to you. Because the court is set up to scrawl and to take all our money, African-American, rob us our money and tell us they represent the law. The law shouldn't hurt. The law should help. And we got laws that hurt African-Americans more so than anybody else because of that image hanging up in the world of false Christ Jesus, a Caucasian man who died. Hey, he nailed to the cross. He wasn't dying until they nailed him to the cross. They, other words, they killed a man and said he died. If I die, I like to go home, don't wake up in the morning. That's the death I want. Not the death that I'm trying to save. I'm up all night long with the people putting tubes in me, getting me shot and taking my blood. I'm trying to live. Jesus, according to the Bible, he didn't want to die. He said, take this bitter cup. Hey, God, take this bitter cup from him. And he didn't do it. God, Allah didn't do it because God didn't got no son. God got creation. So the people that did that are lied by they did that to Jesus. They got to go to God. They going back to the one who gave them that life, whether it be dead or man. They going back to the creator himself. So anybody indicated they want to come on down here?
No.
So we said there's only one God. Prophet Muhammad, Abraham, Lot, Noah, all were prophets and all were brothers and all brought the same truth. There ain't nothing deserved to be worshipped besides one God. So we're working to keep hope alive. Let me, since there no one have indicated that they want to say anything, but we're going to keep on rolling through this show. We want to thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslims. They trying to help spare us from the fire by giving us the truth that we need that will keep us away from that fire. And who know more and who know better than God himself? One God. And God has been lied on. Moses has been lied on. Abraham has been lied on. Christ Jesus has been lied on. And Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon all of them, have been lied on. But the lie, when the day of judgment, when that day becomes, you got to go before God, you're going to wish you were so far away from that lie. You're going to wish you were so far further than east is from west, or north and south. He said you better never say it that. So that's a saying that you're going to eat your words, you're going to drink your words, you're going to eat them, you're going to drink them, because you shouldn't have told no lie. You shouldn't have said nothing at all. So we said, Allah, white one. Allah is the great. And so we're going to keep this show going. You know, the brother came up the other night and talking about the heartbeat. Something he didn't know nothing about. You could tell he done heard somebody say something. But he didn't know nothing. Talking about how deep that is. He's trying to convince us that he know more about the high deep than he know about the Bible. So that's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, when people come to you like that with bad intentions, we have to think about it. And be prepared for people like that. But there's some people that made their mind up a long time ago. This religion is the best thing for all human beings, so they're going to make sure no human being get this religion. It means the entire submission to do the will of God. How, what other situation or other place you can go and hear about doing the will of God? And that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will. Now, what did he say? I don't hear the Christian say, not my will be done, but God's will. I hear Muslims saying that. This means I'm like, man, I'm Muslim. And what Muslim means, submit their will to do the will of God. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
So Ron is calling. Ron is calling. You must have ain't getting that thing right now. Calling me. Look and see if you're in the queue. I said I'm later.
Yeah, he's in the queue now. There's still no one push one, but he just said he wanted to speak, so I'll open up the mic. But the one is not pushed still. But I'll open the mic because it seems if he wants to speak.
Okay, open the mic. Yeah, okay, well, the mic is open, Brother Suja. You can, it still don't look like you're in the queue, but the mic is open. That's on later.
Yeah, the mic is open now, but there's still no question mark by the name. I wish y'all could see this, and then you could know what I'm talking about. You know, there's no one. When you push one on the phone receiver, usually a question mark will pop up by your number. And that has not happened yet. But when that question mark pops up by your telephone number, then that makes you know that you want to speak. Close that door, please.
Go ahead,
Brother Suja.
That's one. I mean,
go on and talk. Your mic is open. Is your phone off mute? Assalamualaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. I wonder what's wrong now. Now I heard you, Brother Suja. Are you on now? The mic is open. If you want to speak. He didn't speak yet, Akbar. He didn't speak yet. So I don't know. Maybe here's Quran's number now. Okay, now the question mark is by Quran's number with the 49 on the end. And let me open up that mic. Okay. Go ahead now. Alaykum as-salam. Now we see the question mark by your, you know, number. Alaykum as-salam. Y'all can go on and speak. Your mic is open. Area code 323, last four digits 3149, has a question mark by the number, and your mic is open.
Alaykum
as-salam. Okay, Brother Suja dropped his number then because evidently that was the one that was not working, the 1963 on the end, and the 240, the first three numbers. Okay, but it seemed like Quran's is working. Okay. Your mic is open, Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. I'm off. Go on, Akbar. Turn it back over to you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Your mic is on. Mac is on.
Well, thank
you. You got it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, guys, I am.
Okay, here. Here, Suja. That's Suja.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. All right, Agba, where you going?
Yeah, you got it.
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus, the prophet of Allah, he's God's servant, and he's a messenger. He's a messenger of God. And he's not the son of God. He's not God.
So make him your drop. Can't hear you. I don't make him. I can't hear him. He's not coming through. I was gonna make him.
Can you just be quiet for a minute?
He comes on.
I'm telling you, he was on. He said I smell.
I don't make him. Can't hear you, Suja.
Is his microphone on?
You got the microphone on in here?
Mm-hmm.
You want some? Oh, you got to turn.
Hold it for 1 minute, please.
It's on now. I hear him now. I hear him now. When he said,
okay.
hold it. Hold it for 1 minute, please. Yes, I hear you now.
Okay, all right. Agbar, could you hear me? Agbar can't hear me. Agbar can't hear me.
You must not be able to, because... No,
I surrender,
not.
Brother Agba. Agba, could you hear me? I surrender. Sister Dyer, could you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay.
Yes, I hear you, Brother
Sujan. See, can you cut my phone off?
Yes. I hear you,
could
Brother
you hear me on mm-hmm. Well, maybe something wrong with Agba phone.
I hear you, Brother Sujan, and Agba hear you now.
Sister Dyer, I you said that you can hear me. I'm just trying to get Agba to hear me.
He's hearing you now. That's what I'm saying. He can hear you now.
Now he's off, Agba. Now he can't hear you. Maybe it's your phone, Agba.
Okay.
I can't even hear you now, and you're right here with me. Back in the back.
We don't check it. It's running crazy. Okay.
Okay. I'm running back and forth. It's on, let me see.
That's my phone.
Okay. I saw your phone. Oh, how did your phone get off of the mic? I didn't take it off. But now Akbar's phone is off the mic. And I never took his phone off the mic. You had to hang up and call back in? Well, you should have told me. I could have put you back on the mic.
Okay, put me back on. That's what I'm making.
Okay, now. Can you hear now? Can everybody hear?
I
okay, it seems like everybody can hear everybody. Agba's mic is open. Suja's mic is open, but Karan's mic is open. And my speaker is open, and I'm off mute. So everybody should be able to hear everybody now.
Agba, could you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Hear you.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was saying is that whoever established one of the nationalities, image in the Bible, on pictures, a necklace around your neck, statue. Whoever established that, and that image is one of the nationalities. then they are intentionally establishing one race as superior. They're establishing one race as the family of God. That God's son is a Caucasian. That's what they're doing. And Caucasian people know that. We were downtown. They're seeing in the protesting that people. Right in. Caucasian people. There's a big hope. And one of the brothers was talking to a Caucasian. And he asked the Caucasian, what did you at an evening service? You know, they portraying him as God or the Son of God. The Caucasian told Hakeem, he said, that's me. So he knew. He knows. They know. Just as superior. They know it. They're not ignorant to that. The reason Caucasians are so quiet, and they're not saying nothing. They walk by, they walk by. Oh, they might see the sign. And they don't say nothing. They look at the sign. Move all race and image is out of question. They don't say nothing. They look at it, and they don't see nothing. They know it. That's how you know what it is. They know that this is wrong. And I'm saying this just to say, just the way we got to deal with it. We got to deal with them. Let them know that we know that. We know that you know that this is wrong. If we have given you something, then you got it. Okay? You got to look around the Bible. You don't raise up no image. And if you raise up the image,
he keeps fading out, Dave.
If you raise up images, then you're going to get punished. God said you're going to punish you. They know the truth. And you notice when they call themselves ignorant and talking to you and try to act like they don't understand. But they come at you real, real, they try to come at you real, real sideways. So what you had to do, you had to let them know, like that Caucasian did. You had to let Caucasian people know. Your image is up in the world as the Son of God or as God. And this is what we are objecting to. This is the big lie that we are addressing. And it's causing all types of division here in America. And you're the main one that is talking about patriotism, being patriotic. And you know it's wrong to have your image up in the world. And another thing is wrong. Caucasians jump up and protest. They come together and protest. But have you ever seen them protest? This is an image of as God. Have you ever seen any of them do that? Stand up and protest against that and say that that's wrong? This is the big problem. The big problem is that the world is
in control. Say they, some of them wish that they could kill you. That's what he said. I can read it to you. They hate you so much they wish that they could kill you for telling the truth. Not that you're doing something wrong, but they want to kill you for telling the truth. I just see somebody being upset with you, you know, if you was out here doing something wrong. I just lied. I just perpetrated. Trying to make that which is wrong. I just see. A person being upset, being disoriented. But when a person is disoriented, he brings the truth. You know something wrong. Quiet. When the person do say something, they try to take you way off in Wonderland. So you be wondering where the hell you at. Or what they talking about. It don't have nothing to do with the problem. So We got an opponent. Satan ain't gonna lighten up. He's not gonna stop. But anytime you see Satan tighten up, that means that fire's hot. It's hot. But we can't let them destroy our young folks. We got to appeal to the people that's sick, that mentally sick. We got to appeal to them and ask them to stand up. That God is with you. Bring them the truth as much as you can. Because when they start standing up, just Satan. Satan knows it. Satan feels it. Satan knows the truth when he hears it, or when he sees it. He knows the truth. He knows when you're teaching something and you own to something and it's got him listening, he knows that everybody else is listening. Everybody else is seeing. Everybody else is hearing. They said something similar to that about in the Quran that the unbelievers asked the partners, do you hear that? Do you see it? Could you hear it? You know. Brothers and sisters, this is a blessing. It's a super blessing. Just to have time to speak on the truth, to talk about this. Because, you know, when I see racism, like when they had them three young girls and a lady. Three fat police officers, Caucasian police officers, with the pistols out, had the girls, they were seven, they were about seven, eight, and nine, something like that. Had them laying on their stomach, handcuffed. And the woman was laying on her stomach, handcuffed. Children crying, hollering. They got their gun out, like somebody gonna get up and do something to them. They got their gun out. It's on television. This is what this image is doing. This is what this false worship is doing. I don't know about you, but that's irritating to me. I don't like to watch too much of that. You know, them mistreating my peoples like that. And they're going to be my peoples as long as I'm alive. If they a Christian or whoever they are, it makes no difference whoever. As long as they're African American, they my people. I'm going to do everything that I can to get the truth to them. Everything. I'm not going to never give up. Never. So I'm going to turn the mic back over to Brother Akbar. And I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave in peace. Aisalaam alaikum.
Well, look, Aisalaam. Yeah, that's a sad day when the one who's supposed to be taking service got babies on the ground, handcuffed. But this is...
Yeah.
Because who would they hire? They hired monsters and put them over us. And the justification for that God came in our image. That's the problem with that. That's the problem that it caused. God came in my image. You were given to me as a servant. You're black. That means you cursed. I'm not black. But if the majority, if our people think like that, they react to what they have been put in planted in the environment, and that had been planted in the environment. Huh? You brown, stick around. You black, get back. You white, you all right. All this is the planning of Satan himself to divide and conquer. That's Satan's job, is to divide and conquer. As a people, we've been divided and we've been conquered. We own nothing. We can't even protect our children. We can't even protect our women. Letting they paint a picture of you as a thug. If you stand up and kill, they show what is this guy is shot and taking the life of a pope. They surrounded him, put him in a room with a handcuff too tight, his arms start swelling up. Treat him like an animal. Now, they only did African American like that. If there had been a Caucasian, African American were not allowed to do to that Caucasian what they doing to that African American. African American with their hog eating self, you can see them big hog eaters wanted to kill their brother, shoot him right then while they had him handcuffed. A man supposed to get a trial and the jury convicted and the jury sentenced him. Of sending what he called, but they want to be the judge in it. They have become a bully. They have come bullies in the woods. So we got to put a stop to it. So I'm going to bring Brother Ibrahim, our imam, on this show. Sujah Muhammad is cohort worker from out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I am a cohort worker here out of Atlanta. I'm out of Decatur, Georgia. My wife and I, Dayakwa. So we're working to keep this program open. Keep it. We believe that we're one of the best shows on the air that bringing truth to the people. The way these ma'am taught us that. Remove the image. And we are created, and we're using real stories to show you the danger of that image. Got babies on the ground handcuffed. What kind of man would go into a classroom and throw a girl around? If I hit my wife, I'm going to jail. They show this police out there on the highway beat this woman behind, beating her in the face like he hit the man. We can't tolerate that. Real men can't keep living like that. Now, the police, if they don't expect to die, then expect to do right. Nobody going to let you hurt them and allow you continue to do what you're doing. Nobody going to do that. You ain't going to do that. So we got God said, fight with those, fight with you. And your book said, eye for eye and a tooth for a tooth. So anyway, let me get to bring Brother Ibrahim on. Brother Ibrahim Abdullah. Assalamualaikum. Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. You hear me?
You got it, my dear.
Okay. Whew. Lord, wait, bro. I only been willing to testify nothing deserving the worship of Allah alone, who have no associates, no partners, and I'm grateful to Allah every day that I'm allowed to say what I just said, to bear witness that he's alone. This is an order that he gave us to tell the world that he's alone. He didn't tell us to tell them that he has somebody else with him. Nowhere in the scripture says that. It's people saying that, men saying that, women saying that, but God didn't say that. And over the Bible, Windsor testified, the Prophet Muhammad, who Esau, Ibn, Marion, Jesus, prophesied that Muhammad was coming after him. He told us the one that came after him would take us into all truth. Now, don't that sound confusion? Here you saying that he God, he the Son of God, but he's telling you the one that's coming after him would take you into all truth. Now, these are his words.
Right.
These are not our words. These are his words. So that's good confusion there somewhere. If the one that's coming after him would take you into all truth, who is he talking about? He's not talking about no ghosts. He says someone would come and would take you into all truth. So if he wasn't the one that come and take the people in all truth, how can you claim he God? I won't even put the son part there. How can you claim he's God? Then he made another prophecy. The one that come after me will come and ride on a camel. I came riding it on the ass. These are his words, not man's words. Not women's word, not the world's word. These are Jesus' words that's prophesied in the Bible. So something is wrong, and all we're trying to do is point out to you what's wrong. That's why I say I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, who even Jesus prophesied, is the last messenger and prophet to the world and mankind. He's a mercy to the world. Mercy because he took the shackles off your mind. Where you can think, the shackles off your eyes where you can see, off the ears where you can hear, and put the impediment out of our throats where we can speak. Because we can do none of these things from the way that these people who say they are God-like brought us up into society and how they robbed us, how they killed, raped, and everything. And you mean tell me that is the act of God? That's the act of God that killed at will, raping women, the children, young girls. But that's the God you want. I understand why you're stuck. Because, see, you still want to perform some of this old nasty, ignorant stuff that they did. That's why you can't make the change. See, to make change takes strength. And it's not just no ordinary strength that Allah has given us the chain. He gave us his strength. He put his spirit in us. He also says that in the scripture. He breathed into us his spirit. And then we became a living soul. So that's why y'all still dead. Your soul's not alive. Because you have turned from what God has created and put in you to what Satan called himself creating and put in you. You just changed us, that's all. And you can see. You can see because much mud that we throwing, like Jesus said, we took mud and put it on your eyes. Much mud that we seeing, we took the mud of, I know you can see. You just want to play like our leader say, you still trying to play sleep. And he said, how can you wake a man up playing sleep? You're not asleep. You're not even sleepwalking no more. You're continuing to place yourself in a position that'll be very bad for you and your family and those who follow you or those who even think like you. Well, we're trying to tell you that we have learned to think from the mind of Allah. We have learned to think from the mind of God. That's why when you walk with God the proper way, he becomes your mind that you think with, your eyes you see with, your ears you hear with, your mouth you speak with. He becomes the one to walk with you. This is why you won't go into error as long as you got God on your side and you submit your will entirely to his. Not yours, his. You want to line your will up along with God's will. That's how you know you be right. That's how you know you be coming alive. When you know in your heart that you want to do what God say do and nobody else. I don't care what color, I don't care what they look like. I don't care how many master degrees and PhDs they got. That's not what God say. And then why would I want an education from people who's not even morally fit to give me an idea, morally fit to give me information and how to live? You see it going along in the schools and colleges. Colleges is a what you call a sex tournament, putting notches on your belt. This didn't come from God. This came from the enemy of God, the enemy of man. The same that we're telling y'all about, that you call yourself worshiping, and we spell the thing out. If you worship that, that came into this world, and all out through the world, that's called habits. Destroying people's lives, destroying people's homes, destroying families. That's why we don't have no strong family ties. We are scared. We are scared without his permission. I'm talking about the enemy. We are scared without the enemy's permission to even support each other. We're scared to even say, brother, I got a couple hundred thousand over here for you, but I don't want so-and-so to know. You don't want the devil to know it. Because he'll get at you whatever he done gave you to keep you from helping your brothers and sisters. And you're talking about getting ahead? We can't get ahead like that. As long as you keep bowing down to something that God didn't tell you to bow down to, now that you know, so you can't even fool yourself no more. Every time we come online, Allah give us a burst of energy to talk with you. And what we're doing, we are exposing Satan. See, you don't know his works. We are exposing him. Every time we turn a corner, we let you know how he moves. Your scripture, if you read the Bible, tell you how he moves. He moved like a serpent. A snake don't move straight. A serpent make a little move to the right, to the left as he moved. And that's what these people have done in the world. So how can you tell me that you see what they did? They made mockery of the one that even got him on a cross. They called God. If he was the same color they was, do you think that he would die like that and lead the leadership to them? Knowing that they're going to do what they did today, knowing they're going to go to every country around the world and destroy people's lives, families, communities. You think that he will allow that? No. And that is not the way Jesus lived. He didn't live like that. And he didn't lead people in the stuff that these people have done. Now, how are you going to tell me they God-like? The people that are God-like is people who obey God. Those who want to do the will of God. Those who want to work in accord with God say, do. Not outside of what he say, do. We're working in accord with God's will. To do God's will, as Jesus said, not my will, but my Father's. We're doing God's will, not man's. That's why we come to you strong like we come to you, to let you know that you're wrong, and you know you're wrong, and you've been living this lie for how many years you live on this planet. Christmas coming up. Now, they don't have enough stuff stacked in the stoves now where you can run over each other and knock each other away to grab a dollar, grab whatever you want to grab off the shelf to take home to your child. You still supporting a great big old lie. You break the word down. Santa Claus is Satan's claws. And that's what he do to you on these holidays. His claws over all the money that you go out there and spend. Wake up on Monday morning, you ain't got a dime. You got to call somebody to borrow some money to pay your light bill. Because your light bill money is up under what you call a green tree or whatever kind of tree. You still supporting the lie. So where we get that from? Where y'all get that from? Tell us we're lying. Read your Bible, Jeremiah 10th chapter. It'll tell you just what I got to be telling you if you understand scripture. It tells you right in that scripture, don't do it. And the people that do it, it said they are heathens. Stay away from them. So this is all we're trying to do, brothers and sisters. Come to you in peace with a peaceful frame of mind. We come with a peaceful spirit. Just we're only doing this so Allah and God continue to bless us. We ain't doing it. We ain't asking you for a dime. We doing it and praying that Allah continue to bless us with whatever he want to bless us with. That's all we doing. We just want the truth to be known to the world that these people are liars. They're hypocrites. They're liars. They're cheaters. They're robbers. They're murderers. And you tell me those are God attributes? Those are the characteristics of God? Then something is wrong with you. I'm not going to take up too much time getting my brother Agbab and them back in here. We just like to let you know, world, that you can't fool us no more. Your fooling days is over, and your time is real short. Your time is short now. It's our time. That's why we rise up. We can talk like this. You can't talk like this because you don't lie too long. I came here in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. May Allah continue to bless us. And we pray that every time we open our mouth and say something, that we further give you the strength to search out what God is saying and not what nobody else is saying, and make your decision which way you want to go in life. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Brother Ibrahim, excellent.
Yes, sir.
So,
alhamdulillah.
So what we're saying here tonight is one and the same. Remove the image and bring peace here on earth where we all live together in peace. Long as that image is in the world, the peace ain't gonna be here. And Allah wants peace on this earth. And you got another screen of COVID virus in 8 states is stronger than the other virus, COVID. Then what can get rid of that other than prayer, faith in God? That's the only thing left to get rid of that. Because man planned and Allah has already made his plan, and his plan is working. His plan is fulfilling the revelation. So we're here tonight. We thank you for being here with us. We want you to bring your family and all your friends, because we got something to tell them. And this one is a show that I go on a lot of Block Talk radio stations, been on a lot, but this show here is doing more than a whole bunch of them together. And we're not bragging. Truth stand out clear from falsehood. So I got, I didn't see no one else wanted to say anything, so I'm going to bring my brother Sujar back up and to continue, because it's dangerous. It's a dangerous world to live in. For African Americans, when the police department don't want to protect you, if you stand up, they want to knock you down. We are losing our children daily. Netflix, BET, all them apps that comes on the TV now, 100, 200, 300 channels, and Brian ain't doing nothing but challenge guilt to our children. And make them artificial earrings, tattoos, all over themselves. Okay, well, I got somebody want to ask Suja a question, brother Suja.
Yes, sir.
What was the outcome of the children that were put into handcuffs?
And the lady.
The last thing I seen on television, they was crying, and they was hollering, and you know they didn't let you see it too much. They flash. I don't know. It seemed like they want to flash them on you. It seemed like they're trying to make you upset. But they was all standing around, and they didn't pick them up. I didn't see them pick them up. They was laying on his stomach. It was laying on his stomach. Police standing around, you know. And then another thing, they show on television where they stopped the man for a tag or something like that. and they pulled him out of the car. And when they got him outside of the car, one of the police officers had his arm around his neck, and they was beating him in the head.
Oh my God! What was this?
They were hitting him in the head. That's in the top. That's in the head.
Oh. You know. No.
And what they showed is that the one that showed the spam was a judge. An African-American woman judge. And she was upset. She was on fire. She was upset. And they charged these of us. It was about three of them. And their camera took the picture. Ain't that something? That camera took the pictures, and they beat that man. It was a black man, African American man, beat him in the head. They seemed like they were trying to bust his head. You know.
Where did you see this at?
On YouTube. It was on YouTube. I don't know what state it was in, but it was on YouTube.
Okay. Thanks for that. I'll find it.
Yes, ma'am.
I say, what they show is they designed to get you upset.
Something to be done about that, though. And those children and the mother, probably the female, handcuffed.
And the man and the only thing they stopped them for was a tag. A tag or a ticket is one of them. I think it was a tag. They took them. Yeah, they put him up under that kind of pressure, unnecessary beating.
Well, what were the lady you stopped for with the children?
They didn't say what the only thing I mean, maybe I got it in the middle of it. Only thing I saw was them laying on the stomach and handcuffed behind his back, and the police had the pistols out.
Oh no, that's frightening. Children.
And they were handcuffed. I mean, they didn't show no type of danger to the police officer.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got some ass.
I just want my brother and sisters to remember that the majority of the police officers, like, just think about it. Why did they do this? I mean, why did they do this? Like, they're not going to get no kind of, they don't care about their job, or they're not going to get no punishment or nothing like that. Because right. The majority of them, let me tell you, the majority of them, and I was told it's about a police officer too. The majority of them, they do not, although they sentence them, they say they sentence them, but what they do is basically they really send them, you know, they might file it under something else, and they'll send them to another state, and they'll let them get a job in another state. And that's what happened down here. This guy, it was a police officer, the one that killed this kid in the head, shot him in the head, and found out that in Alabama, he did that same crime. You know, it's not the first time. And so that's what they do it like that. So a lot of times, even when they commit a crime, I know one guy said, they don't put them in jail. They have their own little place where they put them. And they be in a house just like you and I, and they have their families. Only thing they do, they don't work, and they don't go out. Some privileges they don't have, you know. They just still live their normal life. That's their prison, right there. But the majority of them, they just go to another state and get another job somewhere. Because that's what this guy did. That's what he did here in Louisiana. And the majority of them, that's what they do. That's why they don't have no fear of doing it.
Yeah,
but I said what we need to do, and that's why I said myself. I said I'm always been ever since I became a Muslim. Always have been around security. We need to teach our children self defense. I was thinking about that today. I said he let him get too close. The Satan always show his face. You already know. I seen those that when you could do self defense, you could unarm that police officer. You could hit him a certain way, and you could knock him. You don't have to kill him. You just knock him out. But there'll be others, but there'll always be one first. Alhamdulillah. Right. So
after his brother killed this police, and they didn't tell that he killed. He didn't know he was a police. He wasn't dressed like no police. But they took this brother, beat him, put him up, handcuffed him, and then they were showing you how they were doing. Help people in there. They need to kill the dog. That Caucasian, they need to hang them, kill the dog right now. Need no trial. You comment. I come in, and I told them, if that had been an African-American, a Caucasian killed the African-American, y'all and the police, y'all would never jumped on him. Y'all would never hit him. Y'all would took him to Burger King. There was two African Americans. They're not going to give you justice. So that's why BSBUIR had a formula for this problem. Move away.
Yes, sir.
Show these people how to set up the law. Show them a just law. The law
being one person and then not being for nothing.
The law is the law.
Something's got to be done now, especially about those children.
It's designed to get you upset.
Yeah, but they know how to provoke you. That's always a strategy too. If you don't get the people to band together and stand up against this, then ain't nothing gonna be done.
When you got African Americans saying they didn't do me like that, They must have been done something real bad. That's why they did them like that. You got African American believe the word
don't
tell it. They don't care. African American hate themselves.
And a female.
Because of that image, they hate themselves. And this is what this reaction. That's why we can't go move nowhere. That's why we don't own nothing. I seen the African American judge give turn a Caucasian aloof for running back of these African Americans. Who was turning into their driveway, and this Caucasian people hit them, and the judge fined the African American, talking about didn't have their blinking light on, and they did have their blinking light on. The Caucasian said they did.
Yeah.
Anytime you hit somebody from the real, I've been told that you automatically guilty.
Yeah.
So the law
you can
is
go
the
on,
law.
You can go on YouTube. And you can type in three children arrest three children held on the ground with a woman. Type that in and on YouTube, and if you don't get it that way, you know, come at it another way. You know, three children handcuffed. And woman laying on the ground, and police point gun at them. You know, type it in some kind of way where it'll bring it up. It'll bring it right on up. You might have to do it, but one time, it'll bring it up. You know, on YouTube. So alhamdulillah, we see what racism would do, false worship would do, and it'll be a change if we try to raise a black image. That would be a shame. You know, that would be a shame because of what we went through. And we know that this is ugly and it's wrong.
Right.
You know. And the only way we're going to be able to address that, because we don't have no money, only way you're going to be able to address dealing with these people here in America, these Caucasians with all this wealth. They got nothing but wealth. They got wealth to throw away. Down south here, these white, these Caucasians ain't worried about nothing. They ain't worried about nothing. They got wealth to throw away. And the only way we're gonna be able to deal with it is that African American do something for self.
Gotcha.
Establish businesses and start concentrating on supporting each other. That's the only way.
Yeah.
I don't see no other way. I mean, even if every black American, African American in the world, I mean in America, get a job, that still ain't, that ain't gonna do nothing.
Ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah.
Every black American and every black African American would go to school. That ain't gonna help them. That ain't gonna bring us together. The only thing gonna bring us together is that we support each other. We support each other in businesses, you know, and I'm still saying this. A good thing, if we can establish buy a service station, and set it up, build a new one, and put in there a juice bar where we got fruits and vegetables, the juice bar. And what we selling there? We get together with different African Americans, different Muslims, and have them put their own product in there. And they had to come by and check on the product and make sure that it's there. If the people is buying it, they had to be responsible for keeping it up. But they can't put no product in there. If they put a product in there and they let it run out, you should cut them loose. You know, I'm sorry, you know, but we gonna have to cut you loose because we can't be responsible, you know. And the people want your product or want my product, and then I, and then I'm dragging my feet. And I'm not bringing it in, but the point that I'm making is that different African Americans have their product, and that's what we're saying. See, they had to come together for to have the products that they got in the thing now. You know, the most thing they got in the service station now is chips. Just check it out, chips and cake. You know, a whole lot of mess. So we can really improve on that, brothers and sisters. We can really improve on that. We can put some good stuff in the store part of the gas station. You know. And set up a gas station where we got we selling gas, we selling electricity. Have a spot where have it modern, you know, because they're coming in with the electric cars now. Set it up there where, because I've been to some gas stations where they got the gas station, they got the electric cars, and they got the gas. For certain type of gas. They got different types of gas that they sell. You know, they got stuff that is I think it is not gasoline, but something they sell as gas. They got that too. So, in other words, I'm just trying to say, you'll try to be more futuristic. Futuristic, you know, you and just just to let the people know that you're thinking, and that you that you're trying to bring out something good for them, or something different for them, you know. But if we have our children, our African American brothers and children, sisters and brothers, and have their product where they will let all their friends know that I got a product in that service station, and the people come in and purchase that product. Don't you know that would put a spirit in our people? That would put a spirit in them like no other spirit. Because of the imam making the point that he told us that accomplishment is the best feeling that you can get. Ain't nothing better than the feeling of accomplishment. You know, when you do something, you're successful and it's working. You know, but I remember traveling. I think it was with you all too. Well, we saw some Muslims had a service station.
Yeah.
We all of them. Yeah. I think y'all remember that. And they wasn't selling no alcohol, nothing like that.
Right.
Y'all remember that? Yeah. So that's.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Brother
Mubarak's affair,
Detroit,
Yeah. We get out, and the Muslims were so glad to see us. We were glad to see them too.
Yeah.
You know, they were selling a whole lot of that junk. You know, they were trying to sell the best. So that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. And they had a big service station, big old service station, you know. So we can do it, you know. I mean, we serve coffee. Ain't nothing wrong with selling coffee, you know, because, you know, we want some coffee, you know. But have some tea, coffee, tea, and have some juice bar. Because I'm telling you, I never will forget Chicago, because I had a place I used to go to, that the main thing I used to get was a carrot juice, beet juice, and celery. I used to get that, and that'll prep me up. That'll fire me up. Carrot juice, beet, and celery.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And they used to do it fast. It was downtown Chicago, downtown. You know, they had this juice. They had the juice bar. You know, but that's amazing.
They had one in New Jersey too. They had
huh?
one. They had one in New Jersey too. It was delicious.
Yeah. I mean, that them people was advanced. They was advanced. You know, and but I'm saying that this is the type of thing, that we got to do, and get real creative, and set out some food and stuff. Somebody put together some food and stuff that's good, for our health. You know, and sell things like black seed oil and all those other things that we know is good for our health, you know, and have those vitamins and things there. Somebody selling those, like brother, what's his name? Nasser. I think his name, the brother that had on the Lifeline that has the wonder program. Express yourself. What's his name?
Oh yeah, brother Nasir.
Yeah, brother Nasir. Yeah, He's selling those products. Brother Nasir is selling those products. And let's think, if we had about three or four different service stations in different states, and he keeping those service stations in supply. He don't have to live there.
Right.
He don't have to live there. You know, you can arrange something where you can get that, you can have a ship, and the people that work there display it. You know, display the product. You know, so we can do things different. We can do things different and do it good and make money and make big money. It's just a matter of us coming together and doing it. We're gonna have to do it. There's no way out of it. There's no way. I don't see no way out of us doing something self, where we'll become, if we don't do nothing for self, how are we gonna become successful? You know, how are we gonna get ourselves established? You know, enjoy some of this wealth here in America. I don't see it. If somebody can tell me, say, well, Sujah, you can do this here, you know, and it might be good for an individual. I'm talking about the people, African American people. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Because there's always something that an individual can do, you know, and probably can become. You can look at Oprah or somebody like that. Steve Harvey, you know, I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about the average brother and sister, you know, is doing business where they are being successful, super successful. And that's the way Caucasian is. You got some Caucasians making so much money, they don't even want to talk about it. They ain't gonna let nobody know about it, and they don't have to brag about it, cause they doing it. And right now you can see Caucasians, and you know where the average one, the average Caucasian that is doing something, you know that they are wealthy. The one that sat up and talked to you. You look at them on the television, you're talking. You just said, oh, this Caucasian got something right here. His mother and father got something. They just relax. So we, people's killing themselves trying to get here to America. And we live right here. Right in the middle of all this wealth, and poor Joe Turkey. That's the best one. That's something to think about. So alhamdulillah, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Agba.
I said, amen.
Well, the guy said, "Lamb." She said she wanted to say something.
She said, wait,
no,
I was just
saying that
image.
Uh-huh. Oh, that what you want to say? That's all?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you want to talk? You got something to say, Grant? Come on and say it.
No, I
just want to let them know that was that image. That's the reason why we're in that condition.
Yeah, Pharaoh got it made. That's all it is. But Pharaoh kingdom about to come down. Because Moses, God don't want Moses.
Because I'm sure you're going to hear something about those children that were there later. I'm sure you're
going to
hear something about them before the week is out.
No, I've been on that.
I didn't know about that.
Okay. Brother Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
I'm due to law, my dear brother. You've been sitting back. Now we want to hear from you.
Well, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I wouldn't have been
willing to testify. Nothing is deserving of worship except Allah alone. And it takes a real unique person to realize that his Lord is only what he says he is.
Yeah.
It takes a person like that to tell the world, or to stand up and tell the world, that our Lord is who he say he is.
Oh,
not what the world say he is, not what nobody gave us about what he is, or throwing us to the curb and say that he did it, throwing us on the ground, handcuffing us and hit us in the head and say he did it. That's not the God and the Lord we serve. And my brother mentioned in the beginning, your scripture say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now, if we start going like that, I know we make some change. But you know what's so good about it? And I opened it back when it testified that Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet, seal of the prophets. No more prophets. No more hijackers. You know, no more Draculas coming out of the closet talking about you're a prophet and you can't produce a dime. You know, these things, like the sister just said, the same thing that's got us in a condition that we're in today, you're looking for the same thing to take you out of condition they put you in.
Meaning
that you a slave that they made you a slave, and now today their souls wiser than you, and in the same slave that they made 40 years ago.
Mm-mm.
You're a different slave now. You're an economical slave now. That's why they took the change off you. They don't need you for physical labor. And at a time, they would use our mental power. They don't even need that no more. And it's the same that we have taken a strong liking to. And I want to say this in making that statement. We don't teach hate. We teach the truth. Now, if you confuse the truth with hate, then that's your problem. If we say what God say, if we say what God's messengers and his prophets say, then that's your problem, how you view it. But what we do, even when we speak about Allah, God, the scriptures, his prophets, and messenger, we don't only just speak about it. We have the logic to bring you to the realization what logic is, because you don't even know what logic is no more. And that's what our leader, Imam Muhammad, gave us. He said when he came, now listen to this. He said when he came and got us, we the nation of Islam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imam Muhammad, quote, not paraphrasing. He said, y'all already had the Quran and the Sunnah. My job was to come and apply the logic to help you come out of the condition you were in. And that's what I said the other day. See, we got these problems. And you continue to have them if you don't follow the logic of Imam Wadi Muhammad. That's what we need. We have gotten into condition now trying to lead the people, and we're not even logical ourselves. So the ones that have placed us in the condition we're in, why are you still looking at them? We done show and prove to you they ain't God. We done show and prove to you that we ain't scared of them, and why are you scared of them?
Mm.
Why are you scared to speak out and speak the truth? I mean, you're going to die one day. So you might as well die honorable.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Die speaking what God says, sweet. Say what God say. Mm-hmm. We're on a different plane, different level now. Mm-hmm. So we ain't fearing nothing.
Absolutely.
Only one we fear is the one who created us and brought us here. That's what we fear. That's why we're so gallant in the work that we're doing. Because we love Allah. And we love his messengers, his prophets. We love them more than we love ourselves.
Right.
And we want to do the work. And we want, you can have all the praise you want. I don't want none. All I want my Lord to say on that day, you done exactly what I told you to do.
Allah,
when it was time for you to speak, you spoke. When it's time you to see something and recognize what it is and apply the logic to it, you did it. When you heard me tell you to go this way, you didn't go the other way. You went the way I told you to go. That's what you want your Lord to tell you. When he questioned you, what did you tell the people? Did you tell them about that image and that I wasn't that image? Yeah, I know you probably got tired, blue in the face, telling people that. But, Lord, I continue to tell them until you took me away from him. That's all we want to do. We want to free the minds of the people that have been in bondage over 400 years now to the same one that put them in the condition. But see, we got the wire cutters now. We can cut the chain now. We can free you. You can't hold on to a biblical cord for so long because my mama's womb. You're in another womb now. In the slave one, we going to cut the biblical cord on them for you. All you have to do is bow your head to your Lord in sincerity and say, Lord, I want to walk the path with you. It ain't spooky. It ain't spooky at all. So, I'm going to take another second. Let's apply the logic to the people. See, when you apply logic, you're applying psychology. That's just another term for it. And that's what I even say. He said, I came to give you the logic of what you already had. So when you can see the logic of Quran and the tradition of Muhammad the prophet that came to you as a people, when you can apply that, what do you mean by applying it? When you can actually take that logic and say something to a person and shake them, make them move. It's not falling on deaf ears. If it's a deaf ear, you come to open the ear plug up, taking wax out the ear so they can hear what you're saying. That's our mission. We're trying to take all the blindfolds off the eyes, all the wax out your ears, and we're taking the impediment out of your tongue so you can speak now. I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. We pray, like we always say, that you have heard something or got something out of what we say. You're free to come in and question us anytime. But do not let this image continue to control your life. Don't let it control your mind. Don't let it tell you how much money to spend. Don't let it tell you to cheat on your wife and yourself. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu
alaykum.
So, John, you got to close on words, and then you close out. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. I just mean echo what Brother Ibrahim, remember, Ibrahim said, is that we have to take the words, study the Quran, and apply it. Don't just read the book and talk about them heavy and make the words sound pretty. You know, get out there and talk about how pretty the words are. You know, let's get the Quran and apply it in our marriage life. Applied in our business life, in our social life. Let's see. The Prophet Muhammad said that he was the Quran walking. One of his wives said that the Prophet was the Quran walking.
That's right.
You know, so let's apply. Let's be like him. So here come the Quran. When they see one of us, say, here come the Quran. You know, let's apply. And if we apply and we do it over and over and over and over, we going to become masters at it.
Allahu
the more
Akbar.
You practice it, the sharper you get.
Allahu Akbar.
Let's do that. Let's do it over and over and over. And the people will recognize us as one that's bringing a message to them.
That's right. So, I'm about to say you got 10 seconds.
I'm gonna let our brother Ibrahim. I like the way he close out the prayer. Inshallah.
I seek refuge in the law from Satan that reject it. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us, and from your presence grant us mercy. Amen.
Amen. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, Allahu Akbar. Everybody still there, but you might as well keep on talking till they cut us off. See, it's just that we enjoy each other when we come on and listen to each other. We enjoy each other. We're having a party.
We're
having a party.
You can tell Allah put the words in our mouth.
That's
you
right,
bro.
I bear witness.
Yes, sir. I'll be listening to
it. Ask Allah to bless us, the one that I'm talking to now. Allah bless us with 20 more Ramadans.
Alhamdulillah.
We're not trying to take over the area that we're staying in. We want to take over the world. The area we're staying in is too small. We need the world.
Yes, sir. You may have said our appetite is too small. He said he got an elephant appetite.
Thank you. When you put out the word, you said like the master, he said the Imam Muhammad said you should be little Muhammads. What that saying? What you say? If we be little Muhammad, won't they say that come the Quran?
Yes, sir.
If we little Muhammad, okay, here come the Quran.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
Allahu,
you know, when you say here come the Quran, then you're gonna see a free man. You ain't gonna see nobody imitating nobody else.
No, sir.
You
ain't gonna take no image.
Yes, sir.
We definitely gonna take no image.
You see the Quran coming. Yes, right. That's right, brother. That's right. And it's easy. It's easy to recite something that somebody else can put together. You know, that's easy to do.
Yes, sir.
That's easy to do. It's easy to read a footnote. That's my point I'm making. Getting these people, these so-called scholars, and they done wrote up something about Prophet Muhammad, and it sounds pretty, it sounds good to you, and be trying to speak that over the Quran.
Yes, sir.
Trying to show where that makes most sense in the Quran.
Trying to make you believe that that's more important than the Quran is.
Yes.
Instead of you going there and reading it for yourself and making your connections.
There it is. Making the connection, and then you apply, and then the people will see, look how she applied that. Look how that was applied.
That's right.
And they'll see that with the Quran.
Yeah.
If they see you as a walking hadith, then you better go back in the house and change your coat.